This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Pope Francis has offered comfort to migrants at a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. He blasted what he said is the indifference and self-interest shown by Europe that condemns to death those on the fringes. Francis visited the Mavrovouni camp. It was Francis's second trip to Lesbos in 5 years. He lamented that little had changed since 2016. That's when Lesbos was at the heart of a massive wave of migration to Europe. The Pope at that time brought 12 Syrian Muslim refugees home with him aboard the papal plane, but there was no papal airlift on Sunday. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has now spread to 40 countries and 16 of the 50 U.S. states. Top U.S. government health officials said Sunday they are not certain about the severity of its effects on the health of people who contract it. Top infectious disease expert in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the virus does not look like there's a great deal of severity to it. Dr. Fauci spoke on media network CNN's State of the Union show. Bob Dole, a fixture on the American political scene, died Sunday at the age of 98. Dole was a veteran of World War II, having been severely wounded and left for dead on the battlefield. He later represented the U.S. state of Kansas for 27 years as a senator, rising to be the chamber's Republican majority leader. Dole was the party's nominee for vice president in 1976, and 2 decades later, its presidential candidate in a losing effort on Democrat Bill Clinton, as Democrat Bill Clinton won re-election. You can read more from Senator Dole's obituary on voanews.com. This is VOA News. 5 people were killed and at least 15 arrested after Myanmar security forces in a car rammed into an anti-coup protest on Sunday morning in Yangon. That's according to local news portal Myanmar Now. Witnesses on the scene told Reuters dozens had been injured. Photos and videos on social media show a vehicle that crashed through the protesters and bodies lying on the ground. Another protest was held in Yangon in the afternoon, despite the morning violence. Anti-military protests are continuing despite the killing of more than 1,300 people since the February 1st coup. The scattered protests are often smaller groups voicing opposition to the overthrow of an elected government led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi and the return of military rule. Rescuers in Indonesia raced to find survivors in villages blanketed by molten ash Sunday, the day after the eruption of a volcano killed at least 14 people and left dozens injured. The eruption of the biggest mountain on the island of Java caught locals by surprise on Saturday, sending thousands fleeing and forcing hundreds of families into makeshift shelters. At least 11 villages in a district in East Java were coated in volcanic ash, submerging houses and vehicles, smothering livestock, and leaving at least 1,300 evacuees seeking shelter in mosques, schools, and village halls. Dramatic footage showed a mushroom of ash into the sky that loomed over screaming residents of a nearby village as they fled. At least 56 people, including 2 pregnant women, were injured, health officials said, and most suffered serious burns. State media in Jordan reported a court sentenced 5 senior health officials in to 3 years in jail on Sunday. This for causing the death of 10 COVID-19 patients following an oxygen outage in a major state hospital. The court found the former director of the state hospital in Salt, a city west of the capital, and 4 of his senior aides responsible for the deaths. That's according to the media. The patients who were being treated in the hospital died in March when staff failed to act after oxygen ran out in a COVID-19 ward for nearly an hour. Politicians and local activists said the disaster exposed gross negligence in the state health system during a spike in COVID-19 infections, and it sparked anti-government protests around many cities and provincial towns. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.